With so many of us sheltering at home, it is no surprise that television viewing, especially streaming video, has seen a dramatic rise. A recent Nielsen analysis showed an 85% rise in streaming from a year ago and a steady increase week to week in March. But what to watch? Jeffrey Brown gets some recommendations from Los Angeles Times critic Lorraine Ali for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Well, Lorraine Ali, thanks so much for joining us. Let's talk first about the moment we're in. Television is one thing that really hasn't changed for people.
Right. I mean, when you look at what's going on, you can't really go to concerts anymore. You can't go to see a film in a theater. And really what's there for us is television. And that whole idea that we had maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, there's so much, I'll never be able to see it all. Well, now we're actually in the unfortunate situation where, yes, we do have the time and we are home and we can see it all. So, you know, it is there for us now.
So help us out. So a few recommendations. Let's start with something new, some new dramas, a couple of them.
There's a great new drama on Netflix called Unorthodox, and it's based on a book by a woman who lived in the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community in Brooklyn.
Where I come from, there are many roots.
And escaped her marriage, fled to Berlin, tries to start a secular life there, and it's just sort of about that whole challenge of leaving that community and then also that community coming back after her. Not lighthearted, but certainly takes you into another world.
Okay, one more?
I would say Hulu's A Little Fires Everywhere. Kind of a nighttime soap opera, if you will. Reese Witherspoon, Kerry Washington, about class, race, and the American dream flipping it on its head. Not deep and heavy, but definitely kind of like some good stuff to sink into.
Now, one kind of real escapism would be taking us outdoors. That would be animal and nature shows, right?
Oddly enough, one of the things I really like to watch when I just kind of want to unwind is Dr. Paul, who's on Nat Geo Wild. I think there's something like a billion seasons of it. But he is a vet in rural Michigan, goes out to farms, has his own practice, and you kind of follow him and his team. And while it sounds a little goofy, it's really nice not to have people drama. It's animals, and it's saving animals, and it's people being able to do something. Another one on Animal Planet's called Secret Life at the Zoo, and it kind of takes you behind the scenes at the zoo.
Today, the pups are being microchipped.
The excellent part is you also have Olivia Colman, who is your narrator. So it's got this kind of high end of a really A-list actor in there.
There's a true crime docuseries called Tiger King that's getting a lot of attention. Tell us about that one.
Sure. It's one of those Netflix docuseries where truth is really weirder than fiction in this case.
My name's Joe Exotic and this is Sarge.
A big cat breeder in Florida, meaning tigers, lions, gets caught up in this whole murder for hire scheme. It's just this cast of really eccentric characters, and it kind of goes deeper and deeper into this very, very strange subculture, and it is fascinating.
And nobody's going to tell me any otherwise.
As you said, we all have a lot more time. What about old familiars, something to just, so sort of the comfort food of television?
One of my favorites is a British detective series just called Father Brown.
Thank God you're here.
And again, there's like a billion episodes of it, and you're following a father who solves crimes. And it's really, really comforting, but he's also solving these murders in this tiny little town where lots of murders seem to happen all the time.
You were telling me before we started that there are, of course, all these series that are very specifically set in cities. Many of us now cannot go walk around our own cities.
While we're sequestered in our houses and missing our city outside, if you're in LA, Insecure is really great for that. It takes you all over the city. In Atlanta, of course, is great for that. You know, in DC, I think Veep, as depraved as Veep was, it takes you all over DC, or Master of None for New York. They take you kind of into this real locals places and also the bigger kind of landmarks.
What about for people who just really want to go right there into pandemic scare mode? There's plenty for them too?
I don't understand that, but I can say there is plenty out there, and now the ratings on these are soaring as well. Containment, 2012, pandemic, all of the streamers have something out there for you. Though seriously, I really recommend just watching a cute animal show because I don't know how you can do that right now.
I know you're always looking ahead, and it looks like we might be in this situation for a while. Are there things you want us to be on the lookout for?
So coming up is this great series called Mrs. America. It's FX, Hulu, and it's starring Kate Blanchett. And it's kind of looking at the women's equality movement in the early 70s. It's excellent. Rose Byrne plays Gloria Steinem. So that's going to be out in a couple weeks, and that's something to look forward to.
Okay, recommendations for what to watch. Lorraine Ali from the LA Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love the puppies. What else can I say?